Hi there. The word for you today is God wants you to succeed. In Psalm 35, verse 27, we read, "The Lord has pleasure in our prosperity." Ignatius Loyola prayed, and I quote, "Teach us, Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not seek for rest, to labor and not ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will." You know what? Success is knowing and doing God's will for your life. And here are four laws that govern it. First, be clear about the cost. For everything you gain, you give up something. So, how much are you willing to sacrifice for your dream? The answer will determine your future. Sometimes the greatest obstacle to tomorrow's success is today's success. We reach a certain point, plateau, and stay there. What a mistake. Paul writes, Galatians 5:22-23, in the Message, and I quote, "What happens when we live God's way? We find ourselves, listen to this, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely." Number two, focus like a laser. Chart a detailed course and establish deadlines. List the things you need to do each day. Set regular checkpoints and, when necessary, become accountable to somebody. Ephesians 5:15 says, "Walk making the most of your time." And third, see yourself achieving it. Maureen Dowd came up with a great statement. Here it is. "The minute you settle for less, you get less than you settled for." The Bible says that God calls those things which do not exist as though they already did. So start to think now like the person you expect to be then. And finally, keep learning. Look for opportunities to learn. Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:13, "Give attention to reading." You know, the person who won't read is actually more to be pitied than the person who can't read. Meditate constantly on God's laws, and the Bible says, He will make you successful in whatever you do.